You're listening to the Influencer Podcast, episode number 104. Now, if you love a good success story as much as I do, then you're going to love today's episode. Stephanie and Caleb Rouse are the husband and wife team behind StephanieRouse.com, a lifestyle brand and blog dedicated to showing women that they are loved beyond measure, just as they are. Stephanie and Caleb got their start in wedding photography and have since parlayed their talents to build an aesthetically stunning platform that teaches others the art of photography. They also put their master's in marriage and family therapy and education to good use, teaching women how to cultivate their ideal relationship, while also staying true to themselves and really creating a long-lasting connection with their partner. I first met Stephanie and Caleb when they enrolled as students in Pitch It Perfect, and I've really loved seeing them grow throughout the process. Using the strategies that I teach in Pitch It Perfect, Stephanie and Caleb have grown their business tripled. In fact, they've seen so much success that they were able to quit their day jobs and go full-time in just 3 months. They've secured thousands of dollars in brand deals, grown their Instagram from 40,000 to over 140,000, and brought on an agent to manage their brand relations so they can continue to focus on what they do best, which is growth. And this all happened, guys, in just 1 year. Today, they're sharing a sneak peek into exactly how they did it and also how Pitch It Perfect helped them get there. We're also chatting about the benefits of having a personal brand, plus how to actually grow that brand, know your worth, and feel confident pitching brands. Let's get to it. Before we dive in, I want to give my warm shout out and appreciation to Christy Monteleone this week. And she says, thank you so much for this episode with Roy and AJ Vaden. I actually listened to it twice. One to just listen and the second time to take massive notes. Great takeaways. Thank you, Christy, for letting us know your thoughts about that specific episode. I love Roy and AJ. I had the pleasure of being able to work with them one-on-one at the end of last year, and it was truly transformational. So I am glad that you got a lot of feedback from them as well. Now, of course, I want to hear from more of you who listen in each week and give us your feedback, give us your thoughts, all of that good stuff, so I can highlight your thoughts and feedback in an upcoming episode. And the way to do that is pretty simple. You just screenshot this episode on your phone and you tag me on Instagram at Jewel Solomon, and our guest today at Stephanie Rouse and at Caleb Jason Rouse. You can find the way to type that out in the handle in our notes here. And you hashtag the Influencer Podcast to let me know that you're joining in today so we can see your screenshots and then share them on our stories too, and then give you some love in the DM. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. This is where I take you behind the scenes with today's top influencers, industry insiders, and entrepreneurs as they share step-by-step strategies to help you turn your online dreams into a purposeful and profitable business.
Hi, Steph and Caleb. How are you?
Hi, Julie.
I'm doing good.
Awesome. I'm so excited to chat with both of you today. So, of course, I would love for you to introduce yourselves to this amazing podcast community. But quickly, how you and how we, I guess, connected is through my online program, Pitch It Perfect. You are students of the program and have seen some phenomenal success and growth in such a short amount of time. And I think that your story and how you guys have just really thought outside of the box and been super strategic and just, you know, have really approached monetizing your brand and growing your blog in a really unique way, I think will be very insightful for a lot of those listening. And I think that they'll get so many inspiration and gleams out of it. So I'm so excited for you guys to share that with our community today and kind of just get started to, you know, the beginning of, you know, what you do and kind of what your niche is and why you wanted to start a blog and get that kind of going.
Yeah, Julie, thank you so much. Pitch It Perfect was such a big part of our growth and empowering us. So it's so amazing to be talking to you and everyone that's listening. So I'm Stephanie and my husband is Caleb.
Yes. And we run a lifestyle and travel blog that talks about just like our experiences and a little bit about our life. And how we got kind of connected was I actually started listening to your podcast. I think it was the episode before, I think it was Puno who was talking about People Map.
Yeah.
Way back. And that's how I initially got connected with you. I was like, hey, I want to start, you know, doing this whole brand thing. And I was like, I don't know where to start. And so I just like typed in, I think like influencer information or something. And I came across your podcast and I started listening and I was like, man, this is like so good.
Yeah. And he showed me right away. Yeah. He's like, Steph, you have to listen to this. This is amazing. And
yeah, I listened to it every single day on my way home from my day job, and it's, which is like a 45-minute commute. So it's like perfect. I've listened to like an episode almost a day and just got so much valuable information for kind of how we wanted to transition, you know, what we did into working with brands.
Amazing. So kind of share a little bit of your journey, I guess, when you first started and some of the challenges and the issues that you might've been facing, or, you know, maybe you kind of hit a wall and, you know, kind of before you decided to dive into Pitch It Perfect, kind of what did all of that look like for you?
Yeah. So for Caleb and I, we always had this dream to, when we first got married, we actually worked full-time together as teachers. And when I just felt like that wasn't where I was supposed to be in the classroom, I kept saying to Caleb, I really want to go full-time creating our own company with all the different skills and things we have. So my master's is in marriage and family therapy and Caleb's master's is in education. And so we're like, how can we use that to really serve people well and share about our relationship, like relationships that we're passionate about and our faith journey and different things like that. So we always just love taking pictures. We would just take pictures and travel a lot just in our own marriage.
Like everywhere we went, I mean, we love like seeing new places. So we just like wanted to take, you know, photos every single place we went to. And we'd always like take our tripod and like snap photos. And then like,
and it was before blogging. Like we didn't blog it. We just did it for our own, like,
yeah,
for fun.
For fun. And like people kind of like make fun of us, which is why we never really pursued that. Like our friends were like, what are you guys doing with that? And so we just never really did anything. But then when Stephanie wanted to start, you know, her own business, we decided to make a photography business. So that was kind of like our introduction into starting our own company.
Yeah. And so I started posting about like the couples we were shooting on Instagram and just our own personal stories. And because I always loved photography, that's why I was always taking pictures of Caleb and I, and then just of couples. And it was crazy. And our company was actually called something different. It was like it was called Unshakable Crown, which is our names put together, which is no longer the name of our company. It's the meaning of our names put together. And we really decided, okay, we saw such a huge, like, growth. Anytime we posted something about our story and our journey, it was crazy engagement.
Like, yeah, it was like 3 times the engagement. Anytime it was either like a photo of like Stephanie or like Stephanie and I, it was like 3 times the engagement than like when we would post about like one of our clients or something. And so like, we really started to think about that. We were like, how do we, you know, maybe we need to switch up like what we're doing and how we're putting this out there.
Yeah. And there were some obstacles we came across too, just even in photography. There was just some things of just overworking our bodies with photography. Yeah. We had like I don't know, like 50 photo shoots and so much editing. And it really made us think like, is this what we want to do for the rest of our lives?
Yeah.
And like our heart, what are our hearts telling us? And that's Caleb really told me like, hey, you know, people are relating to you on Instagram. You need to switch it to your name and have it be Stephanie Rouse. That's Stephanie with an F. And he's like, you need to make it because everyone's connecting with what you're sharing. Yeah. Because I was sharing about different struggles in my life of feeling, you know, feelings of being unloved and not good enough and voiceless, and how through different ways, through faith and through different things that happened in my life, that I was able to own have my own voice and realize I am loved and realize I do have a purpose over my life and sharing that with others. And so we switched. It was just over a year ago now that we switched to my name, which just really allowed us to make a bigger impact because it was that personal connection. Yeah. And Caleb was still just as much a part of what we did, but it just allowed us to get super personal about who we are and
And what we're trying to do. And it was crazy because we were doing really well in the photography like area. Like we had connected with so many people and we were like killing it. And then we just were like, you know what, like maybe this isn't long-term. And so we switched it over and I had no problem. Like I was like, Steph, you need to make it your name. Like, I don't care. It doesn't have to be about me. Like they are resonating with what you are saying. We need to make that switch. And that wasn't a problem. And honestly, once we made that switch to making it like Stephanie.Rouse, it just really took off from there. It was really cool.
Yeah.
That's so interesting that you being so in tune to that, because I think a lot of times, and, you know, we kind of, I guess, started to see it in the industry where people would, you know, whatever name, you know, Twirls and Pearls or like whatever the name was that they had for their blog. And then people kind of started going back to that name. So I think that it's really cool that you guys were really on top of that and kind of insightful as to what the audience was connecting
with. It took so much education. You know, that was, I think, the biggest thing that I noticed is like, I'm super into like, you know, checking all the little things about, you know, our account and our business and just seeing what works and what doesn't. And I'm like, I'm having to explain this way too much. Like, people don't understand the name. Like, we're passionate about the name and it's kind of still our like mission. But, you know, I just felt like it, once we made that, it was like a whole like level of not educating people that it took, you know, and we really were able to grow from there.
Because everyone really cool. knew Stephanie.Rouse is a person's name. Like, I'm a person, I'm a female. You know, they already knew a lot about that just by hearing, okay, it's Stephanie.Rouse. And then we post pictures still of each other. So, and I say, you know, married to Caleb. And so they can relate to me as a person, me as a female, me as a wife. And, you know, so it's been really amazing. And then that allowed us to open the horizons to work with so many more brands. And then ultimately, you know, Caleb finding your podcast and taking Pitch It Perfect. So,
yeah. And I also think it helped with working with brands too, because they weren't confused about what we were doing and what we were, you know, what we represented at all. Like, it was Stephanie. And I think that made a huge difference when we made that transition.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing that and just kind of a little bit of your takeaway with that and really kind of how you used your niche and your angle of photography as kind of your way to really stand out and kind of more embracing that, I think, is really cool. I want to talk a little bit about, I think challenges and mistakes, if you will. You know, you had told me prior to coming on that one of the biggest mistakes that you thought is not really starting sooner. So what do you kind of mean by that? Because I think a lot of times people, especially those listening to this podcast, they're like, well, you know, I would really love to start X, Y, and Z, but I'm too late to the game. Or, you know, I will never be able to gain enough followers at this point, or whatever they say, you know. So what would be your feedback and your experience from that?
Yes. Oh my gosh. We hear that all the time. And we felt that way so much too. When we were both teachers together, we kind of saw, you know, I saw these different entrepreneurs, like these women that I looked up to making it. And there was something in my head. There was part of me that was like, oh, I think we can do that. That's like, we have our own specific voice. We have something. And then there was another part of me that was really acting in fear and just like believing the lies that, oh, I, like you said, the too late to the game, or what am I going to do that's different? And there was this kind of like two battling voices inside, and it was really scary. And Caleb touched upon it earlier, just even the people, you know, even in our lives, in our close circle, just even making fun of the little things we would do, you know, posting pictures we were trying to take with our tripod, or just anything we felt like a resistance, or, you know, and we kind of let that get to us. I know we let that get to us too much. And when we decided, hey, you know what, why are we trying to make our happiness about what these people are saying, or these lies that are really toxic and pulling us down? Why don't we allow, you know, what we know that's inside of us? Why don't we get to share that with other people? And I just felt, I had loved social media from the beginning, like way back before I went to Penn State for undergrad, and Facebook came out right at the same time. Yeah. Basically, I went to Penn State and I loved it because I could connect to friends all over the world. And I got to do a mission trip in Rwanda and still always get to talk to my friends in Rwanda. And I just loved social media because of that. And I just had such a heart to, hey, you know, other people might need to hear what I'm learning today, and I can do that through this platform. And so I just, me and Caleb, you know, we talked and prayed so much, and we just said, okay, let's do it. Let's share this message of, you know, allowing people to know that they are loved. They're not voiceless. So a lot of the fears that we faced, helping other people get over some of those those big boundary, you know, those big hurdles, and we stepped in. So, you know, we said that's our biggest mistake, because like, I just wish I would have pushed past that fear earlier. But I just think the biggest takeaway is that, hey, it's not too late. Like, there's still like, in like how the world is, social media is still very new, and you know, everyone's unique and has a unique voice and has something that they can impact other people for the good, if that's where they feel like led to do it. So
yeah, definitely. And whenever I talk to people about kind of like what we do and, you know, get going with, I guess I can just like go on and on about it. And, cause I love it so much. It's so much fun, connecting with people and just like, you know, getting to do some of the fun things we do. And, when I talk to them, they're like, oh man, I wish I would start something like that. But you know, like you said, it's too late. And I'm just like, you know, that's the biggest battle. Like the biggest, hardest battle is just getting started. Like you just got to get past the fear of being perfect. You have to get past the fear of like what you have to say is not good enough. You just got to go and just like put it out there. And I think that's the biggest step. And once people start doing that, you know, they'll be surprised of, you know, what, you know, the freedom they'll feel by being able to express that and the voice that they'll have. And, you know, I think the audience or all those things will come along with that if you're passionate about it and if you're willing to continue to work really hard and put it out there. I think that that makes all the difference if you're just willing to take that initial, hey, I'm going to put this out there right now.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that and giving that encouragement, I think. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
So I want to dive into the Pitch It Perfect program for a moment, because that's how you and I were able to connect and get to know one another, and how I really got to learn more about you and your brand and your business and to really see so much growth. Tell me, I guess, what made you decide to want to enroll in Pitch It Perfect, and kind of what were you hoping to gain from it?
I, like we had, I told you earlier, I had listened to your podcast, you know, for a while, and I was really interested in this whole like working with brands and getting to kind of promote different things on our Instagram. And I really wanted to learn more about that. I want to learn how to monetize what we do, especially at the beginning stages of how we were transitioning our blog and our company. And so I just really wanted to, you know, learn how to do that. And so I started like, you know, looking for, you know, ways that I could do that. And your course just spoke to me. And I was like, you know what? I really need to dive in. I really need to take advantage of this. And then you ended up having, I think, a like New Year's or Christmas deal. And I just jumped on it. And I was like, I'm going to go for this. I just want to learn. And I literally watched the entire thing like right after I bought it. I watched it straight through. And Stephanie can attest to this. I sat on the couch and I watched the entire thing right away, like taking notes and just like watched every single video and completed the course. I mean, and whatever the time was that it took to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't take that long to get through.
Right. No. And it was really neat to see, because I think he got to see my heart of, you know, I'm like I said, my master's is in marriage and family therapy. I'm so super passionate about all these different things, but he also saw like, hey, you love fashion. You love travel blogging, you or travel and all these things. Like, why don't we get to really, you know, dive in and, you know, get to do, like, he was so empowering to me of like, Steph, like people are always asking the different things of like what you wear and your hair or all these, you know, different travel tips or all these different things. So it was really cool to have him like be really empowering to me of saying, hey, look, you can do this and I'm going to come alongside of you. And like, he was in a lot of ways, just, I mean, he's always just like my biggest cheerleader and just like sees that, hey, you have like something to share with the world. And after he took Pitch It Perfect, it really helped him. Like, and as I listened as well, you know, seeing like, hey, you know, really empowered us to allow us to have a voice in the space and like be more of who we were and get to share that with others. It took him a while to convince me, because I think I just, for some reason, I was fearful of sharing that part of me with the world. And he was saying, no, like, this is a part of who you are. And this is such a blessing that you get to, you know, you could really share this with other people. And your course really helped us like empower us to have that voice and empower us to be able to do that.
What were you most surprised about from like after taking the course and then kind of the steps that happened after that? Because I know that you guys saw incredible growth, which I would love to kind of share more about as well. But what were probably the most surprising moments of it?
I think just like when you, like what I love about your course is like, you really, you know, you talk about how to like know your worth and really, I guess you work with people, not like against them. And I think the biggest thing was like putting it out there and saying like, this is what we're worth. This is what we do. And we would love to serve you, you know, through this, and like getting responses back like, oh yeah, we'll do that. Actually, you know what? We'll make your offer even better and we'll work with you in this way. It was like, what? Yeah. Like, we can do this. And being able to continue to do that like over and over with these great brands that we really wanted to work with, like brands I like sought out and I was like, hey, I'd love to work with this brand. I doubt that they would because we're so small. But then like they responded back and gave us a great offer. And I think that was something I was not expecting and then just really excited about.
Yeah. And it really helped us. That's so empowering to feel that way. I think during our photography business, I think we continually like maybe underestimated our worth in some ways, like in terms of like price point and different things, which then caused burnout. But what we love about your course and what it allowed us to do is that if we're, you know, able to set, you know, the price and those different things so that we're taking, you know, way less deals, but the ones we're taking are of like quality and people we really want to work with. And you guys, you, Julie, gave us the voice to do that, allowed the burnout to be a lot less because we got a higher price point. Like, it was really empowering and it was so exciting. Like, I remember the first couple of brand deals that Caleb got for us, you know, using your different templates and different things. It was just amazing to be like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. And then we saw such huge growth, I think, for a couple of reasons. One, because like we became like even more empowered ourselves and like just allowed our voice to speak more. And then
we became even more like confident and in our messaging, in what we were doing, and in our dealings with people. Like, I wasn't afraid anymore to reach out to somebody at a big company or another big Instagrammer or whatever it is. I wasn't afraid of that anymore. Like, I just went for it. And I think it taught us both a lot about that and like how to connect with people. And I think it just came out in, you know, everything we started doing. And then, you know, I think it really got the ball rolling in a lot of ways. And I think that really helped us be able to move forward in the direction that we more wanted to do within our company and within our, you know, social media. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I remember seeing people put like brands reposting different people and just always like, oh, I wish that would be so cool. And like, it was so neat to have so many different brands, you know, share about us, and then connecting through so, you know, to so many more people through that was such a neat thing to see from your, you know, implementing what you share in your course.
Yeah.
And I would love to talk like more results, because you guys have had some fantastic results. So let's chat. I mean, I know that you said, you told me that because of Pitch It Perfect, you've been able to grow your business by, you've tripled your business in the past year, and you've secured thousands of dollars in brand deals and free products. And you've really been able to build a brand and an audience that is strong and sustaining. So I would love to kind of hear more about that. Some of just the amazing results that have happened since kind of implementing what you learned in the program.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, we were able to triple, our earnings in a year from the year before in our business, way more than like the photography, and we were doing good with that. And we started, I mean, I didn't even do it. And the other thing is that I didn't even do it for a full year. I was doing it. I started, I would think, you know, really getting going maybe halfway through last year, maybe even later, like August.
Yeah, July or August.
Yeah. And then, you know, I started really getting deals going and reaching out to these brands. And then, you know, we had our first five-figure month just off brand deals in November, which is amazing. And like, it got to the point where like, I was doing so many of these brand deals that like, it was so hard to do that and my, you know, my day job and all these things. And so led us to be able to eventually, we actually have somebody that helps us now with our agent, and he gets us, you know, a lot of brand deals now, and I still am doing a lot of the brand deals for us. And so we've been able to do that. We got an amazing, it just helps with like practical things too. Like, sometimes we're like, hey, like this past year we were like, hey, we need a new mattress. And so we started reaching out to mattress companies, and we got a free $5,000 mattress for doing a collaboration with a company using, you know, some of those techniques. So that was, you know, it's amazing what, kind of things can come from this. And we've, you know, it's been humbling and yet so exciting to see, you know, some of these different results that we've gotten.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's really allowed us to, Caleb just let his job know that he's not going to be coming back. And that's amazing to see, like, okay, these results are, you know, sustainable, and we're getting these results consistently. And having, you know, being empowered to do that and working with brands that we do want to work with and really serving them well and having that be, you know, mutually beneficial for them and for us, that we can serve them well and get to share, you know, that. And so
it's so exciting. Like, literally in June, we'll be able to do this full time together, which is a lifelong dream. And I would say so much of that is due to what we learned in this course. And, you know, just literally taking the strategies and putting them into practice. Your templates, I still use like all the time, weekly, multiple days through the week in working with different brands. And so we've been able to see it. Yeah.
Even to get our agent, you know, or different things that we do, we kind of put that through the filter of what you share in Pitch It Perfect.
I love that. I mean, there's so many, I mean, not only were you able to monetize pretty quickly, just in a matter of a few months. I mean, you're about to go, I mean, you were able to leave that job, which is incredible. You're both about to go full-time, and you got an agent all within 6-7 months. I mean, that's just insane.
It's amazing. That's the craziest part. Like, it seems like it was, I don't know, like 2 years. Like
because
it was
of how, really, I mean, we oh, were man. Working because we're both, I mean, for me, it's my full-time job. And it's like, for me, I was working day in and day out. And then when he was getting home from his day job, you know, we're working all night on weekends. So we said no to a lot of things, you know, over the past 2.5 years of doing our company. And then the last, you know, 7 months of really implementing, we've said no to a lot in order to say yes to, like, you know, our dream is to go full time together and get to serve, you know, others through the gifts that God's given us. And
getting... it's so exciting. Yeah. And being able, you know, it's taken a lot of sacrifice and, you know, a lot of like almost 80 hour work weeks for me and Stephanie, you know, and just working so hard in those months. It's crazy to think about that. I when you said that, I was like, wow, really? It only has been like 7 months.
But and, for the amount of time we put in, it probably
was... my gosh, so much time. But, you know, so worth it, you know, doing that. So yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, I remember buying it, you know, whatever it was, like last, you know, December or the December before last. And I got like one deal right away. And then I stopped because I was just bogged down with my job. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to pick it up this summer. And I jumped on it, you know, this past August. And, you know, like you said, you know, the rest is history. Like we've been able to really grow it and in a lot of ways make our dreams come true. And I think a lot of that is just working really hard
and smart, and, like working and smart. Like yes, you help, true. Like it's, but you're, we really want to educate ourselves. So, and be really educated. So what we're doing is working as smart as possible.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love how you, you know, you mentioned that it really, what I keep, I mean, not only have you been able to monetize and to use the templates for kind of what it's for, but then you've also been able to use it for other things like, you know, getting an agent and, you know, just other things that maybe someone wouldn't think that they could use it for, but you guys are a testament to show that you can. And I loved that. Really what I'm also hearing from you guys is that it works if you work it, you know, like if you really show up and you work it, it's not like this magic pill that's going to like make all your, you know, your sorrows go away. But if you really show up, you go through the program, you use the templates, they do work.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that there's not no still, you know, like there was you know, rejections and there's definitely different things, but it's pushing, you know, not letting that get to us and just getting moving forward to the yeses and being excited about the yeses. And
yeah, I love what you said with like it not being, you know, a pill, like what you said is, and what you did in the course, it's gold. Like that is so valuable. Like so much more valuable than what you price it at. Like, honestly, it's amazing, but it does take, like, people need to understand that, like, you're not, like, just for them watching that, it's not just going to magically appear. Like, you have to put in the work. And
I can't, like, jump in the computer and, like, send the emails for you, you know? Like, you have to, like, show up and do the work, but the container is there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is amazing. So I would love to hear, now obviously you talked about going full time. What are the next steps for you guys, with, you know, the fact that you've been able to build so quickly and you've been able to implement a lot of the strategies that, you know, I teach and a lot of the how that I teach in Pitch It Perfect. What does the rest of the year look like for you both?
Yeah. So we're going to continue working with brands, and using your templates and getting, we have a lot of different things coming up with that. A lot of really neat opportunities that we've, you know, been getting to be a part of. And then, we have a couple other aspects to our company. So we run a relationship course. So we help right now it's women that, are feeling stuck of kind of maybe choosing like the wrong people consistently, and really empowering them to have a relationship that is really empowering to them. And so we run that course and we've been running that for about a year and it's been going really well. So we'll continue to run that course. And we also have a course coming out that also really helps empower people in order to, it's based on photography. But really, I guess for, you know, what our brand is all about is, you know, when I was a therapist, I saw all my clients really struggled with feeling unloved, voiceless, alone and powerless. And so, and it was a consistent thing. And it's the same, I guess, with a lot of the people we work with now and what we like to share, and even in our own lives. So what we like to share through our posts and what we share through our blog and what we share through our relationship course and now with our photography is really helping people own that they do have a voice, that they're not powerless, and you know they are loved, and then how they can work that in. So our photography course is really going to help them allow them to get past those fears of putting themselves out there in a blog and like really delivering high value and getting people's attention through great photography, but allowing that their message to come through and get pushed past those fears. So
yeah, and I think one of the things that has really helped us separate ourselves as well is our photography and like our image. Our imaging has been really good, and I think we learned those skills in being photographers. And so like we're really passionate about teaching, you know, other bloggers or like aspiring bloggers or influencers, and we really want to teach them those skills on how to make their images really high quality and like teach them how to do that on their own, that they don't need to go and hire like a really big photographer or even a photographer, you know, just for an hour to take all these photos, that they can go get the photo that they want, how they want it, perfect for their feed and matches their aesthetic, and that they can be really proud of putting themselves out there like that. And so the photography is very like blogger focused that will really help them. We see like a huge need for that, and we really think it can help people take them to the next level. So that's something we're really passionate about. And then, you know, that's coming out very soon. We've been working really hard at that. And then in June, when I go full time, we'll be able to do a lot more traveling. We have some traveling collaborations we've been able to secure as well that have been, you know, we've been able to do some really cool things. And so we have some really fun stuff kind of lined up with that, you know, going forward. And we're really excited about doing more of that because like I was very limited with what I could do as far as traveling before with my job. And so like I always max out all my like vacation days every year because I'm always trying to do stuff. Like we get these opportunities and we just cannot say no to them. And I'm just like, we need to, you know, it's about what we're trying to do. And so being focused on that, and it's just exciting, like to be able, I just can't imagine what I'd be able to do if I could focus like my time, energy on like my passion, which is this, working with her and doing what we love. Like, that's what the number one thing I'm so excited about was being able to go full time in June, is to really, really focus in on that and help her and just kind of live our dream together.
Yeah. And Caleb really heads the YouTube section. We just started a YouTube a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with our agent and different brand deals that we've been getting a lot of, you know, even though we have such a small audience, because we just started a pretty small audience, we've even gotten brand deals through that, you know, from different things that you've shared with us in, because they like to see the video and they, you know, so that's been that's another kind of part of our company. So, but it's also twofold, you know, it's nice to get to look back at those memories. And really for us, we see our Instagram and our YouTube also like as a legacy to really impact people, to really get to share our lives. And like, we love looking back and how it empowers us to have a voice. And then it allows us to connect with so many others and help others as well. So we really see it all like as our legacy, our courses, our Instagram, our YouTube, and how that can make a difference in the world, you know, little by little. So
I love that. And I just think that you guys working together is such a inspiration as well, to know that it's not always going to be easy. And you're not always going to have the right answers, but it's really just about coming together and supporting each other through the process and just starting. I love that you guys can share that. If there's someone that's listening to this that is maybe on the fence about joining Pitch It Perfect and about enrolling, you know, maybe they think that they don't have enough followers to do it, or that they could never get brand deals, or that they're too old or too young, or that, you know, they've tried before and it doesn't work. What would you say to them?
I would definitely say that your audience is not too small, that you can do it, that it's possible to go out there and secure these deals and to grow your brand. You just have to be willing to put in that work to be able to get there. And, you know, I think that Julie, what you do and how you lay it out, it's like such a good process and so insightful. And I think like the wording of it is the value in itself, like how you want people to approach these brands. And I think if people really look at that and look at how to do that, they will be able to get those brand deals. I've seen so many people, like not even just us, like we've had great success in the course, but like when I pop into the, you know, Pitch It Perfect, you know, Facebook group, I've seen so many people that have like barely any following and they're getting these deals, and they're getting deals like a lot, and getting deals that they are not expecting. And I think that, you know, they're wording it and they're putting themselves out there. And I think that that's the biggest thing. You just have to be willing to take that initial step. And I promise that like what Julie puts out there is so much more valuable than it costs, because it will, you know, if you're willing to do it, I think that it will change people's lives like so much, like it has for us. Like, honestly, it's been amazing. One of the, you know, one of, if not the most valuable course I've ever bought. Like, it's just amazing. Like, I don't even know how many times we've made over what we initially paid for Pitch It Perfect. Like, so many times. Yeah, over, like 50 or more times over, you know, the initial cost it cost us. So I would just say, take that leap of faith, go for it. You know, just like have that faith in yourself and you can do it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the different things that you mentioned, Julie, and those are the same fears that I had. And that's why, you know, a lot of the things I didn't start sooner. And I would just encourage anyone listening that feels those ways of like, that those things are not true. Like that's coming out of a place of fear, and that, you know, that if they're even thinking about it, it probably is because they want to have a voice in that space. And to, I think, you know, there's part of it for us, like we really wanted to own our voice, be able to really honor God, love other people, and, you know, serve out of abundance. And so I think, really, you know, helping other people get to do that. And for someone just worrying like, oh, it could this be for me? It's like, yeah, it really could. And it's always going to be scary, but that, when we push past that fear, really amazing things can happen. And I just always encourage people like, jump that, you know, take that leap as soon as possible. Like, I wish we would have done it so much sooner.
Yeah.
Because the more you do it, the more like you realize like, hey, you know, like the more empowered we've been able to, you know,
be. Yeah. And I think you don't have to be like cookie cutter one way either. Like, it's applicable to so many people with so many different types of blogs or whatever it is that they're going to say. And I think that there's brands out there that want to work with different groups of people, and they, you know, it's like an attract and detract kind of a thing. And they want, you know, certain types. And like, there's brands that don't want to work with us that might want to work with somebody that's way smaller and that speaks to a very different thing. And I think that, you know, people should not be scared of being too small or of just like not feeling like they could secure that thing. I think if you're willing to learn and you're willing to try, I think that anybody, you know, could go in there and be very successful with it.
Yeah. And then we just also took time, like even when we didn't have a lot of time, we just then carved out the time, you know, we're like, okay, well, let's just like, we would set goals of like, okay, we're going to email this many people today in this amount of time. So like, even though then we, you know, we're able to do a lot more than that and put a lot more time in. Like if people are saying like, hey, I don't have the time, which was also an excuse for us, that's another excuse that was a mistake for us, because there's time when if we would have just carved that out sooner, which, you know, we then did, we were able to see those results and to not be afraid of rejection, because it happens, it makes us grow and humbles us, but then, you know, gets really excited for the yeses, right?
Yeah.
I love that. And I love that you mentioned about the time too, because I think that that's always a big one for people, but it really is. It's like, if you really want it, then, I mean, you can find 10 minutes a day or 15 or five or whatever that is for you. And like you said, Caleb, I mean, there's women, in the program that have like 1,000 followers that are monetizing all the time. So,
I was just reading something today, like literally today, and I was reading through some of the comments, and like some girl had like, she had made an offer and she got 3 times the offer back from somebody and was like so pumped. And it pumped me up too. I was like, yes,
yeah,
go, girl.
I know.
Like, get it.
And the different times, the same happens with you. You pitch something and they give even more because they see the value based on what, you know, how you present
it. I love that. It gets me going. Like, I love hearing people like being super successful. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah, we love that.
Go for it.
Yeah.
That is the best.
I love that too. And what's also really cool is that we are revamping Pitch It Perfect this year. So, and you guys haven't even seen this yet, but of course you're going to get access to it because you get lifetime access, but it's, we have brand new modules. We have all new worksheets. We've just added so much and refreshed the content. Because as with anything, I mean, as the years go on, it's like the foundational elements stay the same, but this industry is ever changing so much that we need to kind of stay on the tip of the arrow and really be as proactive as possible. So I'm so excited that, you know, launching this month, we have all new content, like so many more templates, way more press kit examples, email thread examples, modules that have never even been done before that just kind of dive into deeper topics that students had asked us to dive deeper into. So it's going to kind of be like a brand new program in some sort. So I know that a lot of the current students are going to be so excited to kind of dive into that and get new content. Amazing. Yeah. And then all the new students as well are going to have all that amazing new content. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be poking in and be reading and looking at some of that stuff. I love learning. Like, that's like my thing with this. Like, I just, it's contagious. Like, I just like wanna learn every little thing I possibly can. So I cannot wait to see that. I'm very excited.
I know, that makes me so excited that you have that mindset. I think that's a Caleb, and I really always wanna have that mindset of like you said, Julie, it's constantly changing in this business. And so I think that's probably one of the reasons why we're successful. And I know why you help your students be so successful is like, we continually learn and grow and then change and not complain. Like, when something changes in Instagram or YouTube or whatever it is, that we're not, or it's like, okay, what's the use of complaining?
Yeah, or blame it on the algorithm.
Or blame it. Or like, instead of doing that, let's learn and educate and like, become like better and learn how to ways to do that better. And I'm really excited for your new module so we can keep learning to grow and evolve as, you know, it's social media and everything we do is growing and evolving. So that's awesome.
Well, if you're listening and you want to learn more about Pitch It Perfect or dive in and want to hear some stories from other students as well, you can head over to pitchitperfect.net. There is a ton of information on there that can tell you even more about the program, as well as you being able to read some more stories from other students from various walks of life that have all seen success from the program. So I just want to thank you, Caleb and Stephanie, both for coming on and kind of sharing your perspective. And I would also love to know, what does influence mean to you?
Ooh, influence. Do you want to go first, babe?
For me, I always tell people that even if you just have one, like, for influence over social media, even if you just have one follower or just influence over people, if you know one person that you're connected with, that you have the potential to have influence over their life. And so for me, it's really about how can we be a positive impact on even just serving that one person. A lot of times when I write a post, like, I think of one particular person that sent me a private message, and I'm not thinking this because it can be overwhelming of like, oh my gosh, there's like so many people to talk to, but getting to really just like serve that one person in front of you and love that one person. And that, you know, that instead of getting caught up in the numbers, and which obviously, I mean, it can be important, but for us, it's like, okay, you, even if just one person, you can have influence over them, and that can make such an impact.
Yeah, definitely. And I had wrote down like a short sentence, but I just said, it's an impact for positive change in another person's life. And I just believe that wholeheartedly, you know, and yeah, simple as that.
Love it. Well, guys, where can people find you, find your website, learn more about you, ask you any questions, or give you their ahas that came up from today's episode?
Amazing. Yeah, we love, like, our favorite thing is connecting with people. We love connecting with people. So my Instagram is Stephanie.Rouse, and it's Stephanie with an F. So Stefanie. And Rouse, like house, with an R. So that's where they can find us on Instagram. Our YouTube is Stephanie and Caleb. And then our website is stephanierouse.com. And you'll find information about our photography course, our relationship course, our presets, all our different things that we do are on our website, which is, the Stephanie www.pitchitperfectrouse.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you both so much for coming on and just sharing your experience and really just giving those that are listening encouragement to know that if they really, really want something, if they really, really do, anything that they could ever need in terms of information or content is right in front of them. It's just their job to take the action that they need to get the results. So thank you both for being such a strong testament to that. I really appreciate it.
Of course. We had so much fun.
Yeah, thanks so much, Julie.
Wanting even more influencer podcast goodness and to connect with like-minded influencers? Join our Facebook community for daily tips on how to up-level your business and chat with myself and other listeners. All you gotta do is visit facebook.com/groups/theinfluencerpodcast to be a part of this wonderful community.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.
When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt, and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.